Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
Christina Thomas.
And with us is Katie Hendrickson, host of Sunday Symphony, as well as Of Note through the week. But tonight, it's Sunday Symphony.
Sunday Symphony. And there's four symphonies this time.
So can we call it Sunday Symphonies?
I guess we could. Like last week, we only had room for two because one of the... No.
You only had
one symphony,
right?
Because it was so long, over 100 minutes long. This time, there's shorter symphonies. One's only like 20 minutes long, so I could fit four together.
Is that short for a symphony?
Yeah, it's 20 minutes is about as short as I've ever seen anything. And the thing about the symphonic form and what you call a symphony, it's a very loose term.
I was about to say, what constitutes a symphony and what is not a symphony?
I mean... Mostly it has to do with the instrumentation, although that's changed a lot too, because if you look at the earlier symphonies, the modern instruments weren't around then. So like one of the symphonies I'm going to be playing is Haydn's Symphony number 88 in G major. So, and that's on with the orchestra of the 18th century. So it's all on original instruments from that era, that time period.
The 20 minute symphony that you're playing tonight.
Yes.
That is?
That's the Hovhannes one.
That's the Hovhannes. Okay.
Yeah. And it's four symphonies. I'm trying to remember. It's his symphony number 53 called Star Dawn, Opus 377. But he's a 20th century composer. So it starts with Haydn, goes all the way up to the like 20th century. And then we have Tchaikovsky and Charles Ives in the middle. So
Charles Ives.
His very first symphony, which he actually wrote when he was still in college. So it's kind of he's pretty, he does a lot of things that were stretching the limits of classical music, but that was when he was still in college. So a lot of people talk about it as being a more derivative, conservative symphony because he was still learning. Mm-hmm. He was figuring things out then. So
will we hear them in chronological order?
The symphony, yeah, we will actually. The Tchaikovsky is pretty close to the Ives. Tchaikovsky wrote his symphony number 5 in E minor in 1888, and Ives wrote his first symphony between 1898 and 1902. But the Haydn is 1787, and Hovhannes, I didn't write down the date on, but I think it's probably, it's the latter 20th century. So,
right. So four symphonies.
Four symphonies.
Starting at?
7 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, guys.